Mr. Jermaine Horton, we've been talking about his story. We talked about him, talked to him around Thanksgiving time. We're doing it again here. But Jermaine, before we get into what you do, what are your, how do you sum up 2019 in five words, my friend?
Oh my goodness. Mine would be, my goodness, ain't God good.
Yeah, my goodness, ain't God good. I like that. Jermaine, how you doing? We first chatted about a month ago. Let's rewind a little bit for people. I kind of teed it up, the story of this young woman in Michigan that you had heard of that didn't get her school pictures because of a little red dyed hair, and you came to the rescue. Walk people through exactly what you did and how it's blown up from there.
So this happened about a little over a month ago. A young girl named Marion Scott was denied her school photos because she had red extensions in her hair. She's worn this hair throughout the year. It was never an issue until it was picture day. And, you know, she was kind of put on blast in front of her entire class and all the other classroom mates that were around. And it really put her in some damaging spirits. And so when I heard about the story, it was featured on different news outlets, and I was getting tagged. I went down there to Michigan, grabbed a team of individuals that will help me make this shoot come true and possible for this young lady with wardrobe and just everything. And, you know, her confidence had shot through the roof. The photos had went viral globally, so much so that after we had aired, we actually got contacted by the owner of the Detroit Pistons. Him and his brother, Alec Gores. So it was an amazing time. They actually sent myself and my daughter, Marion, and her family to the game against the Bulls. You know, they gave us a
real
treatment. It was absolutely amazing, John. It was amazing.
Did you wear Bulls gear or what?
I did. John, you know I had to. Look,
yeah.
I appreciate the Pistons. I mean, we had floor seats. I had the owner's seat. It was amazing. And I told him, I said, I appreciate the gesture, but you do know I'm wearing my Bulls gear. And I cheered the loudest on the floor for my Bulls, and they got that W, too.
Hey, there you go. Why do you think the story is resonating with so many people?
You know what? It's had a lot of positive feedback. And, you know, because of that, it birthed the Art of Confidence project, which is my new project. And I kept getting tagged afterwards. And I think I even mentioned on the show with you on a jam. About a young boy named Tink out in Texas and Tatum. And, you know, I just kept getting tagged about this story, and I said, all right, let me go check this out. And we made sure the story was vetted. We made sure that we crossed our T's, dotted our I's. And that young man, or the young boy, because he's 4 years old, John. And
what's his story?
He got kicked out of school because his hair was too long. So his hair is extremely long. It goes way past his shoulders. And they said they would like his hair to be pinned up or they want it braided. But even if it's braided, it still goes past his shoulders. So then you have to pin the braids up. So then it starts to look like a girl's hairstyle. And that's not what the grandmother wanted. And she talked about that. And they told her, well, if you feel that strongly about it, then you could actually put him into a dress and have him identifying as transitioning into another gender.
Just because of his hairstyle?
Yes. Just because sometimes he doesn't wear it braided. It's not in the ponytail. He may just wear it straight down. And that was an issue. And it's crazy because other people that have graduated in that same district has had long hair. You know, so we've been trying to figure out what is the issue with that. But she now currently has a suit against that town, the school, or whatnot, and other individuals. So we went down there to Texas, went to Dallas, where we actually did the shoot. And those photos have gone viral, 4 years old. And of this, John, the worst part is he's not in school. There's no kids for him to play with, so he's stuck at home with his grandmother every day. And just the little time that we spent with him with our Art of Confidence project, the boy is so full of energy and love and radiant, and it's just like, okay, how can we fix this? So I have been on a mission to find a way to get this boy in school somewhere outside of Tatum, because right now, you know, they're receiving threats. There's so many things underlining this happening, and it's affecting a four-year-old child. That's not his fault.
Jermaine, I got a question for you. So this is going to be a weird question to ask, but I think that there's a lot of people that might be asking it. It's not fair what they're doing, kicking him out of school or giving him the choice to wearing a dress just because he has long hair.
Yep.
Well, make the argument for why don't you just cut your hair? I mean, I know that is not what you should do, and it's a bad lesson and a bad precedent to send, but is there any ounce of him that wants to just do it just to get back in school?
No, absolutely not. It's just like you, John. If you like the golf, right? Golf is your thing. It's part of who you are. Mm-hmm. That's who you are. Someone said, you know what? Give me your clubs. And you've had these clubs for, I don't know how long, for forever.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, give me your clubs. We're going to take your clubs. You can never golf again. This is not who you are. How would you feel about that?
I would not feel good. I mean, especially since I spent my own money on them, and they're part of who I am, and they're in the back of my trunk all the time.
Exactly. So imagine you being an African-American being told that your hair should be done a certain way, that you should cut your hair to conform to what someone else says it should be, when others are not being targeted for the same thing. And this is the reason why the Crown Act has been upon us, and it's accepted in New Jersey, New York, and a few other places, I believe. I think it's like 3 states right now to where you cannot be discriminated against because of your hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is an ongoing issue. And as a matter of fact, it's the reason why I'm doing my third project in New York, where we had 2 young girls that were put out of not just the Nutcracker, John, the Black Nutcracker, because they had braids. Now, mind you, when you do dancing, they want you to pin your hair up in a bun. They mm-hmm. just want it in a bun, right? So actually, with certain styles of braids, you can actually braid your hair and pin it up so that it doesn't fall on the other dancers, it doesn't affect them. But no, this person or this organization decided at the last minute that they were going to tell them that you couldn't wear braids after they have practiced and been in this program for 3 years, John. So now we're headed out to New York to help those amazing young girls out there as well, too.
I love that you're giving people this confidence through these incredible photo shoots. And what's the Instagram handle again and the website for people in case they're curious?
Yes, for Instagram, you can go to art_of_confidence. On Facebook, it's Art of Confidence. And
I don't know, did we lose Jermaine there? We'll have to see if we can get him back. Jermaine, can you hear me? We lost you for a second. Don't know if he's traveling the wrong place. Elif will try and work and get Jermaine back on the line. But Art of Confidence, and the question I was going to ask him, and I think this is something that I've had to check a little bit upon myself, the idea being that a lot of the people that Jermaine has been working with, a lot of the students, have been African-American students. And I think that, you know, we all have different hairstyles and how we do things. And I think that for a long, long time, many administrators in schools, the majority of them might have been white. And I think we got him back on the line to see if we can get him. Jermaine, you there now? Can you hear us?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got 1 minute left. Here's the question I wanted to ask Jermaine.
Yep.
Art of Confidence, go there, check it out. You guys are doing great work. Do you think it's incumbent on a lot of people to kind of check themselves a little bit and realize that even if you don't consider yourself a prejudiced person, that we all have different interpretations and thoughts about how people should wear their hair, and we should check those at the door a little bit because not everyone is the same?
I 100% agree with that, and I hope that this really opens the eye on America, because this is something that is really affecting individuals of African-American culture, and it's the reason why these acts are now being put out now, because it's a time for it to stop.
Yeah.
It makes no sense to be judged by your hair, the color of your skin, and all these other things that are happening. So the way that we're going to make America great again is by people being great again.
Amen to that. Jermaine, I got to let you go. Thanks so much for stopping by. And one more time, the website.
Absolutely. You can visit me on Instagram, art_of_confidence, or you can go to Facebook at Art of Confidence.
All right. Thanks so much, Jermaine. We appreciate it. I imagine a lot of people are nodding along in agreement. If you're rolling your eyes, go to the website, learn a little bit more, and then we can have a conversation here on WGN.